Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Victim Import.
Honk the horn if you want a party. Hi, Johanna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
You've got a guest in the studio with you this morning.
Oh my God, do I have a guest. So for the next few weeks, we here at BFM are celebrating Women in New Zealand Theatre.
Yes.
Which is fun. Okay, I actually have a promise to make because my dad told me off that I'm not going to swear today.
Because you do swear.
A lot.
Oh, me and you both.
I just got that nudgy little mic there. With
We here at BFM celebrating New Zealand Women in Theatre, and so I have with me the wickedly talented Kalyani, who is in the show, the Indian Ink show, Mrs. Krishna's Party.
Yes, hello.
Hey, boo, how you going?
I'm good. It's early.
It's very early. Mrs. Krishna's Party, tell us about it.
Yes, so I'm Mrs. Krishnan.
Great.
So it's your party.
It's my party, so come. No, it's the sequel from the sort of like famous Krishnan's Diary. So it's Mrs. K, 20 years on.
For people who don't know the premise of that, what's that all about, so in the history of that? Because that's a boomer, isn't it?
It's a monumentous. It was a game changer in sort of the industry, the theatre industry, especially for Indians. So Jacob Rajan, Justin Lewis, the founders of Indian Ink, they created a beautiful story, solo show about a migrant husband and wife running a dairy in Wellington, New Zealand. And then what happens is, spoiler alert, but they're never going to do the show again, so it's fine, is that Gobi Krishnan gets shot at the very end.
Oh.
Have you never seen it?
Never.
Awkward.
It's all right, because you're telling me.
And so what happens is what we see Mrs. Krishnan sort of at 45, 46 years old, still running the dairy 20 years on. But this is a game changer for her because she wants to sell the dairy. And so that's what we come into. Mm. And this boarder called James, who's my co-actor, Justin Rogers, amazing actor, he decides to throw a party and invite 150 people to her house. And she has no idea. So it's a big surprise for Mrs. K, but yeah. it's a story about like what you do when you're sort of in your mid-40s and have no idea where to go, you know, like life has come to a halt. And
it's a hot
topic. Hot topic.
But the fact that it's okay to not know and that you don't have to push, and it's the same for like the 20-year-old in the show. He's at university, freaking out, doesn't know what to do. So it's really intergenerational, and it's about like the idea of change and the idea that something has to die in order for you to change. Something not a human necessarily, but something in
like that an
grief,
attitude or behavior.
Grief has to happen in order for you to progress. So right. It's a really human story.
That's awesome.
And it's a story that is obviously doing very well.
Yes.
So when did you start, when did you first perform?
So we did a development season at TAPAC last year in December. So it was sort of like a Christmassy kind of celebration show. And then our official season started on August the 6th in Whangarei.
Yes.
At 116. So that was awesome. That was a really good venue. It was so cool. And now we're in our third season in Auckland at the moment, and we finish on Sunday.
Cool.
And then we go New Plymouth, Wellies, Christchurch, Pittsburgh, Vancouver,
New York. It to the States.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So cool. Yeah. Why do you think that it's so – that's an amazing run.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, is it sort of unprecedented? What other plays are doing that?
Have Indian Ink taken work to the States before?
Yeah, so Krishnan's Diary and Guru of Chai is sort of internationally recognised.
Yeah.
So they've got quite a good following, like – internationally, but this is the first new show they've taken in maybe about 15 years.
Wow.
So it's
that's incredible.
So what is it that you think, being examining the characters as you will have, what is it about it that has made it so successful?
One is it's a pretty fresh show. Like, it's not Proscenium Arch, it's not Fourth Wall. Mm. You're all in the stockroom together. The audience are part of the story just as much. They're like really diegetic to the story, you know. Yeah. Like, without them we couldn't do it. Like, we had an audience of like, we did a community outreach in Ormiston, and there were like 30 people that showed up, and we were like, ooh, like there's no party going on. So we like need like the hundreds of people to show up.
Yeah.
Because it's like being at like a concert.
Right.
You know, you are partying, you're getting up, you're dancing, you're opening cans, you're doing all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And without the audience, they're not there. So I think it's really showing the potential of what theatre can do in the here and now in 2018, because I'm so freaking sick and tired of just watching a show that you could watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because like our generation of people, you choose what you can watch and it's so easy. This show, you literally cannot watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
You can't get the same experience. You have to be in the room.
You have, the theater.
You have to be in the room to watch that show. And that's why it did so well, you know? Yeah. Like, because it's present and the audience, you're breathing the same air. If an audience says something or if a phone call goes off, like one of the shows, a phone call went off at like literally the most awkward time you could ever have it go off.
Thanks, life.
Yeah. Did you rip them a new one?
Hey?
Did you
we cut them deep, but like in a really funny, safe way.
Yeah, yeah.
But only after, but we acknowledge everything that goes on. So if an audience member wants to like take it and run with it, we'll go with you, but be prepared.
Yeah,
like just like you. Yeah.
Wow.
I really like about this show is the parallel with Christian's Dairy, because that was developed out of Jacob's toy Ficati solo, and this is developed out of your toy Ficati solo. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So in the whole of it all, like Mrs. K has been 6 years in the making.
For you as a maker and a performer.
Yeah, and so I invited Jacob to my toy solo in first year, which was about my Indian mother.
What does that mean, for people who don't know?
So toy solos are like sort of the big thing where you have to create a 20-minute solo by yourself.
At drama school.
At drama school.
New Zealand drama school.
Yes, preach. So, yeah, you have to create a 20-minute solo and then perform it to a public audience, and it's like the most intimidating thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
And so I created like a sort of interactive cooking show. About based on my Indian mother. So it's quite parallel. Like the two shows are very parallel. Mrs. K is a bit different. And the show obviously is produced with high caliber and dollar dollar bills. Thank you. I love you. But 6 years in the making, so it's great to see it go from a tiny little seed to something massive and internationally now touring.
Yeah.
So it's pretty humbling.
Crazy. That's
if someone had told you when you were in your first year at drama school and you just made the show, they're like, in 6 years' time, you're going to be working with Jacob Rajan and you are literally going to the States with the show and also you're really good mate, would you have told them to F off?
No, I would have been like, absolutely
You'd
yes.
You'd be like,
I would have been like, absolutely yes. I'm surprised I'm not in a Hollywood film yet. Yeah. I'd be like, what the hell happened there? What's wrong? No, I would be really surprised. I'd be like, no. Like, I think I'd still be like slogging it doing hospo. Like.
So when's it on and when can people go sit?
So we've only got tonight, Friday. Is today Friday?
Today's Friday.
Oh my God.
Friday.
So tonight, Saturday, Sunday. So we've got 2 8 p.m. shows. Saturday, Sunday.
Whereabouts?
At Q Theatre.
Cool.
Just down the road.
Q Theatre.
Busy entertainment district of Auckland City.
Yes. Like, the best thing about this is there are literally $15 tickets.
Awesome.
So it is
cool. Yeah.
It's cheaper than the movies, and you get a feed. You literally get a feed at the end. Like, you get cooking from Kalyani Nagarajan. But what's really cool is that it's Indian stories. Yeah. We don't see it every day. And it's monumental with the dairy, the things that are going on in New Zealand with dairies at the moment, all of the burglaries.
The Grayland dairy recently.
Oh my God. So it's really poignant at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, people who steal from dairies are such winners.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
But go and check out the show. It is going to be your last chance, Auckland, to see it before it literally tours the world.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Kelly. That's so cool.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks very much.
Thanks so
awesome.
Much.
Thank you
for joining us.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
I love that stage.